There is a fact in life, and that was mentioned in Surah Al-Balad. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ, that the human being has been created in kabad, in hardship, labor, difficulty, and in struggle. You know, the word kabad, it's used in the sentence among the Arabs when they would say, الشَّمْسُ فِي كَبِدِ السَّمَاءِ, that the sun is right in the middle of the sky. And when the sun is in the middle of the sky, that is when it is the hottest part of the day. So it refers to an intense struggle and difficulty. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, we created the human being in difficulty and in struggle. And you know, brothers and sisters in Islam, in life, you can choose one of two paths. A path that brings you closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and a path that distances you away from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And many people think that if they choose the path other than Islam, a path that moves them away from Allah, then they will not face hardship and struggle and difficulty. And this is absolutely incorrect and a flawed approach to think about life. Life is difficult and it's a struggle. Whether you chose a path to Allah or you chose a path that distances you away from Allah Azza wa Jal. The difference is that if you are to choose the path that leads you to Allah Azza wa Jal, then the struggles you go through in life will all be a purification and an elevation for you. You will benefit from these struggles. They will not go to waste. They are struggles for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will cleanse you, they will purify you, and eventually you'll meet Allah Azza wa Jal in the paradise, the ultimate abode for the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal does not want to burden you. وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ. However, he wants to purify you. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. SubhanAllah. Whereas if you were to choose a path that distances you from Allah Azza wa Jal, then you're going to go through the same struggles. You will still have financial issues, you will have debts, you will have relationship problems, you will have health problems, and so on. But all of that has gone fi sabil ad-dunya, in the course of this worldly life. And ad-dunya is not going to reward you. It's not going to give you anything on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah. And so this is why Allah Azza wa Jal many times in the Quran tells us not to be deceived by the path, or by those who have chosen a path that distances them away from Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد. Do not be deceived by the movement of the disbelievers in the land. Don't be deceived by them. متاع قليل, Allah said, it is nothing but a little enjoyment. ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, then their final abode is Jahannam, the hellfire. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ, and what a horrible, wretched, evil place it is. SubhanAllah. So brothers and sisters in Islam, learn and understand, struggle is a part of life. If you are on a path that is leading you to Allah, you observe your prayers, you observe your deen, you worship Allah, you abide by the commandments, you keep away from the prohibitions, there is difficulty, there is intense struggle. But all of that is sabr, it's all for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's all a purification and elevation on the day of judgment. Whereas if you choose a path that distances you from Allah, then that's full of difficulty as well. And there's a lot of struggle and hardship in that. And don't be deceived by those that have chosen that path, thinking that they don't go through struggle. But this struggle is all for the sake of this worldly life, for the sake of ad-dunya. And ad-dunya will not reward you on the day of judgment. Ad-dunya itself will not be of any benefit to you on the day of judgment. And such a person will find himself among the losers, among the failures, among those who earn the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us firm and steadfast and guided. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.